Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Our Kickstarter is keithandthegirl.com/kick. Please take a look. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Mike Lawrence.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Mike Lawrence rated for Inside Amy Schumer, MTV Movie Awards. The list goes on. He has his podcast, Nerd of Mouth. And speaking of which, let me ask you this right away.
Yeah.
Star Wars. Go ahead.
Not a fan.
Really?
Yeah, I don't dislike it, but it just wasn't my thing. And almost everyone who loves it has to bring up the year 1977.
Right.
Like how good it was for its time and everything. Guardians of the Galaxy is a much better version of Star Wars. We got it last year. I think they're fun, but they're not funny at all for the most part. There's barely any humor.
Are you going to go see it?
Probably, but I'm not, I didn't buy a ticket yet. I'm not one of those people.
Right.
But is it on your mind?
As one of those people for other things, I get to. not really, no. I mean, I think it'll be good. Like, I saw Star Trek. I'm not a Star Trek guy either, you know? The thing is, like, there's...
They don't like when you compare those.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, fuck them, because I'm neither. No, I like the humanity of comic books that, like... You know, like they're in cities and stuff. Like I like some reality and
right. And
Star Wars, it's like it's just not for me. Like the dialogue is wooden, the acting isn't that great. There's a few moments of it, but as movies, they're okay. And to be honest, I've only seen some of them.
When will you see it by Star Wars?
I'll go with other people. Like
by January, will Mike Lawrence have seen this movie?
Yeah, but if it's bad, I'm not going to be devastated by it. I think it'll be the best one yet because I think that J.J. Abrams is a better filmmaker than George Lucas.
Should he put the Avengers in this movie?
Does Disney just want all the money? I mean, that's the thing. Like, Disney is shrewd as fuck, but they're also smart, you know? Like, they know.
I think that's part of being shrewd.
Yeah, they know that if... But some shrewd people aren't smart. But they know that if they like make it good, more people will see it a bunch more times. I mean,
they know that?
I think, well, it
does seem like sometimes they don't know it. It really does seem like, why did you put out this for a quick cash grab? What movie is coming out that we are fortunately or unfortunately invested in? Is anything on the horizon?
Like immediately, yes. Like in the winter season, not really. I had the movie pass. I realized like I wasn't going as much. So I mean, I'll get it again probably for the summer.
Right.
But I mean, Creed looks good, but I'm not a big Rocky guy. But it looks like it could be fun.
I noticed the trailers. They kept coming out with new trailers, and they put Rocky in them more and more. You know, it looked like.
Yeah, was, desperation,
I wonder if they reshot it with him.
Yeah, I just need to be in the film so people can remember their past.
But it does look fun, you know, in the olden days. Rocky's coach made him catch chickens.
Yeah.
And so in this one, Rocky says, all right, Apollo Creed's son, try to catch a chicken. It seems like Apollo Creed's son picks up a chicken immediately. And he goes, oh, them chickens are getting slower. And I'm like, Rocky.
Oh, sold. I didn't know that dialogue was in there.
Would it be great if he made him like catch like soybean, like if he was like a vegan and all that? Like, I realized the cruelty of man hitting man makes me reassess my values and we should be vegan.
I seriously thought that's where you were going, where they learned that throwing chickens was inhumane.
Right.
Well,
because the whole thing, like he hits like the piece of meat, you know? Do you remember, like, this was amazing. They had Rocky action figures a few years ago, and the piece of meat was its own action figure. You could just buy that.
That's not true.
Oh, that is, like, the best fuck you Secret Santa gift because I did it. Like, I bought someone the piece of meat from Rocky.
Not even edible.
Oh, yeah. And they worked at McDonald's, so there was no joy in their life. And then they just had a plastic. It's like, and they're probably hungry, so they just had a plastic piece of meat just mocking them. Yeah. Wait,
so in McDonald's, they did a Secret Santa when you worked there?
Yeah, a couple years, yeah.
So you're working minimum wage as grown-ass adults.
Yeah.
And they want you to spend money on your coworkers for a stupid Christmas gift.
Well, yeah, you know, you would say that you could. You know, some people didn't. I remember there was one where, like... I got something for someone and they just didn't get it for me. And it's like, you know, I was always one foot in the job and one foot in reality. So I wasn't that upset about it, but it was still like, you motherfucker.
I've been hiding this Simba from the back room for months. At least give me a Little Mermaid from the other year.
Yeah.
but nothing. Last time you were on here, we were talking about your upcoming Israel visit.
Yeah. So I went.
And what do we think? Pretty brown, right?
Yeah. except the people they're trying to keep out. It was cool. It was amazing. I definitely feel more Jewish now.
Okay.
You got a little bit of connection to the peeps.
You go to synagogue or anything like this?
No, but we went to like the Wailing Wall. Okay.
Did you put a wish in?
I did. It's funny, Adina put a wish in and then like went back to correct the wish.
Did she find it?
Yeah, yeah.
Could we just be clear with people? The Wailing Wall in Jerusalem has, you can put little notes and put it in the cracks of the wall, and that's supposed to be your wish, and God is supposed to collect them and listen to them. But really what happens is at night, people collect them and put them in some room because it's your garbage.
Right,
yeah.
Oh, I mean, you were saying how you were more Jewish. I'm sorry.
I mean, you have to understand, whatever you put in that wall, a human person will read.
Spiritual littering, you know.
Well, what I did when I was younger, I think the last time I went to the Wailing Wall and I remember putting something in there, because we used to go as kids, I want to have a magic wand.
Yeah.
Right? So that was 10 years before I started being a party clown.
So it worked out. Yep. God's the wishmaster.
Adina's what, like, she wanted a healthy child, and then she's like, but what if I want more than one? So then she had to go back, like, I want a healthy children. That's how you get Siamese twins. That's how that happens.
Do you know what I wished for? A Wailing Wall in my house.
Yeah.
Then you get endless wishes.
And you're married to her, huh? I'm gonna.
That'd be so great if you walked into people's house and they were like, and you can make a wish at any time.
Right.
Just wear this thing on your head because we don't want to look at it. That's blasphemous.
And wishes will come true, but the wall actually does scream at you the whole time. I'm a wall!
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Did you notice when you were there, and I'm being very serious, the Israelis and Arabs openly fighting to each other. They're yelling at each other. I was there and I'm hearing, God should only take you fast enough, wishing obviously death. And they're very vocal about what's supposed to be the most holy place in the world.
They were, what the interactions I saw was way more like passive, you know, there was some tension, but it definitely felt more segregated than like openly fighting.
Okay.
You know, I remember, so we went through, so we're in Jerusalem and we go to the city of David, and they have these water tunnels. Have you ever done this?
No.
So you go down, and these are like, these tunnels have been around for like thousands of years, and you pay like, you know, 15 shekel, that's my favorite word for money, to walk through them. And so me and Adina, we walked through them with, she had a friend that she knew here in like Hasidic Williamsburg that she saw like at a bar once, because he was like lapsed for a little while. And now he lives in, you know, Israel. And so he was like guiding us and everything. And so you go through the tunnel, and it was the most terrifying experience, because it's like up to your knees in water. They don't tell you how long it is. Like, it's not America where they're afraid of lawsuits, right? You know? So they're just like, just walk through it. And it's like 30 minutes, like, and it's, you're crouching the entire time. There was a guy holding a 3-year-old in front of us. Whoa. The 3-year-old started crying. Like 5 minutes into it, like, Adina's already like, is it almost over? And then what happens is, so you go through it, like, she's panicking some of the time. She's calm at times, because I'm like, we just have to keep walking. We'll get out. We'll get out eventually. And then when you go out, you're on the other side, and it's the closest to, like, the Arab part of right. the country. And it's fucking, the Hasidic guy that was with us was a little scared, because he's like, I'm in a Jew costume.
Mm.
You know, you
right? Guys, you're just wearing a beard.
Yeah.
So what did you, did anyone say anything? Did you feel anything?
No, no, because it was like, there was still like, you know, we were like on the side of a mountain. So there was still like border, but
you could still jump,
but you could feel like some of the tension. And then in Jerusalem, we walked through like the most Orthodox part of the city. And that was pretty intense too.
You walked through, what was Adina wearing?
She, well, she had like shorts because it was the summer, but then she covered up her legs and everything. And
with what?
Her arms. She brought like a shawl. Like,
oh, okay. So she knew that you guys were walking through. Okay.
We didn't plan on that, but it was still like everyone was okay. But like there were signs up all over the place.
Saying what?
You know, like you have to cover up and be respectful of the neighborhood and everything. Mm-hmm. It was intense.
And you can read these signs? They're in English, not circles?
They're in both.
Okay.
They're in Arabic, Hebrew, and English for the most part. Every single sign.
So you get warned that the rocks are coming.
They will. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's kind of fucked up. I mean, that didn't happen to us, but like there, and it's interesting because like there's two sides of it. You know, there is that like dumb American, like fucking my freedom, you know, but then it is also, it's like you're in their home and there's like the respect, like that's, I think that's where like I became more Jewish of like real, you know, like how persecuted, like, that they've been, and that like this is their like one place, like this is their shelter to be themselves. And I mean, I know there's all the politics and complications and oppression.
I'm sure they put in a little impression, oppression. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure they're really themselves.
Well, that was interesting. Like when we were at the Wailing Wall, like there was this woman who was arguing with a tourist because the tourist didn't have her legs covered up. And then at the beginning, like, I was kind of rooting for the tourist. But then at the end, I'm like, no, this is just kind of fucked up. Like, just, she's just asking you, like, just, you know, she was offering, like, a blanket to cover the legs. And the woman's like, no, I get to do what I want. And then you're just like, ugh.
I was taking the burkas off all the ladies as a favor.
Yeah.
I have a lot. I don't know. I get it because you are in someone else's country.
Yeah.
But to me, it's a reason not to go to the country. Because you're, no one's considering a transgender person. No one's considering that, like, that's what you don't want. But what you're doing to me is actually oppressing me as a female, very specifically female.
Oh, definitely. You don't want to see some real fucking problems there.
Yeah. So to me, it's like, yeah, I understand your traditions, but traditions are what made my life, and specifically these traditions are what make my life very difficult and what make me not want to talk to Jews. And that's a reason why I'm not in touch with my family.
Yeah.
So I had the opposite.
But is
effect.
That, but should that tourist be picking that fight with that specific woman?
That tourist should have done a little bit of research before going to the Wailing Wall. And if you want to, you know, throw your politics around, like, I don't know. I think the way to make change is to make waves.
Yeah.
So you either like stand up for yourself in a place and a time where you're not supposed to, or everything remains the same. So it's hard to say whether to argue or not. I don't think it's going to do anything at that moment with that woman, but except for saying, this is not how I do things. Maybe you're male, you know what I mean? And you don't want to fucking wear a skirt.
I saw somebody on the news. They were protesting inside a KKK meeting. And I'm like, you're in their house. Little respect.
Well, that should teach you a lesson.
I feel so weird about Cosby heckles, you know? Like, that's right. Like, this is like the most conflicting, like, where I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, he's fucking the worst person ever, but I also hate heckling, you know? And it's like, can both people be wrong? Like the woman who like heroically was reading the book at the Trump rally. I'm like, I mean, good for her, but it is rude.
Did you go
reading in the front row? I'd be upset if I was performing and saw that.
Did you go to the Dead Sea?
Yeah. Yeah.
Coolest place ever or what?
It was weird. It was so hot. I think it was like 110 degrees when we went.
Jesus.
It was,
when were you there? August?
That's where he's from, actually. we were there in August.
Oof.
Yeah, and it was, but it was cool. We were only there for like a little bit because of how cool. It was just gross. it just feels like piss. Like, it's just really warm and gross,
and then there's salt all over you.
Yeah. I mean, that, you know, was kind of crazy. And we went to Svat. That was cool. That was like a hippie town. They make like lots of like, you know, artisan stuff, so we get to see a lot of that.
Did you dicker? Because you have to.
What's dicker?
Do you go over the try to lower the price to things because they?
Oh, you mean haggle?
Haggle. They make me do this, and I'm like, I'll just pay full price. And I'm like, don't laugh at us. This is the game.
Let's I'm the worst haggler. I'm just like, no, that's fine, because I just hate confrontation. So I'm like, yeah, it's okay. And then I got bar mitzvahed on the street. And my mitzvah, the guy was like, we did like the ceremony and everything.
With the ribbons on your arms.
Yeah, the ribbons. And
did you know how to do that?
No, I never done it.
Did you never have a bar mitzvah? Was that
no, I mean, my mom was like Jewish, you know, and I think I had enough people in my family die for some kind of street cred.
Right.
But I never, no, like we just weren't raised religious.
So they say, man, do people bring gifts by? Do you get an Avengers theme?
What no, they just question my comic book t-shirts. Like, okay. You are a man and you wear this? This is for boys. For children.
I want to tell you guys about this offer from Vistaprint. It's holiday cards now available at Vistaprint.com. 60% off. All right? 60% off your holiday cards.
These are really cute. Obviously, you could put, you know, the family picture on it, your picture, whatever picture you want. Do send a picture of the dog. That's what everyone cares about.
It's very, you can go with their designs, do your own designs. It's very, very simple. This, just like their business cards are simple to put together, the holiday cards are very simple. And at 60% off, obviously perfect timing, it's a deal that you want to check out. Go to Vistaprint.com. And do not wait. This offer will expire December 6th. So next thing you know, it's going to be too late. Visit Vistaprint.com, create and design your custom holiday cards, enter the code KATG at checkout. That's how you get the discount. The code is KATG. Your savings will be applied automatically, and it's that easy. It's an amazing offer. It's only good through Sunday, December 6th. So don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and get your holiday shopping done today. You know what's going to happen. You'll be working on the turkey. Then you're going to sleep for 2 days. Then you're going to go to some, maybe today's the day I go to the mall for the discounts. You're going to get run over and end up in the hospital. Next thing you know, it's going to be past December 6th. So my point is, go online, get your cards now, okay?
That's a good lesson, Keith.
That's a very good lesson. I mean, you see these animals in these stores.
Black Friday.
Jumping all over everybody for what? For a discount on cards?
Mm-hmm.
No thanks.
On the leftover cards that people didn't trample on.
Yes. Yeah, you get they come out all wrinkly anyway because somebody beat you up for them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, stop.
And do they have your family picture on it? No.
They should just lock these buildings up and make it a new jail. Anyway, the point is, you go to Vistaprint.com, code KATG, and you save some money. I was reading an article about this guy in Rikers Island. He's 26 years old. Mm-hmm. He seduced 4 of the female prison guards and had cell phones and other contraband brought in.
This is the kind of jail person I would want to be.
The cool one?
That yeah.
Everybody wants you?
The one that seduces everybody. I get contraband. I get like cigarettes even though I don't smoke them. I trade them for some peanuts. And then I turn that into peanut butter because I have too much time.
But then like you would think like they're the coolest. And then like you'd always want like what fuck up did they do to get in prison? And it's going to eventually reveal itself.
Yeah, it's probably rape.
Yeah.
It's Rikers Island. It's something. Should when we hire prison guards have to hire more attractive prison guards? Meaning
less desperate?
These prison guards are kind of hard up. I'm looking at a picture of the Rikers Island prison guards. There's not a attractive woman in the bunch.
I think we learned from Oz that you can be very pretty and that inmate could just be more charismatic.
There's the prison guard that let out those two killers, not too long ago. She was a pig. And it would be in,
so they should go by your taste.
There's got to be my taste, please. I know that's a poll.
Is
that
it funny that I'd rather talk about the complications of Middle Eastern gender politics than the beauty of prison guards?
It's
she's
rough.
A pig. No,
she's horrendous. And let's not forget that she let out two big time killers. She's not going to be on the front of any calendars anytime soon. And maybe this is something we should look into.
I don't know, man. Prison Guard Quarterly.
Okay, but then how about then we have to pick really ugly teachers because they're fucking the students left and right too.
Okay. Look, everybody wins. Everybody gets a job.
Here's the thing. If you had really hot model prison guards,
right,
that would just make more people want to commit crimes and be in prison.
Think
about it. Like, if you're...
That's what men blame their bullshit on, right?
I mean, if you're close to, homelessness or whatever, or you are homeless, if you go to jail, you know you're going to get a meal. You know? There's certain things that are going to be provided for you that the cruel fucking world won't. And then now... You got these Victoria's Secret angels,
but it's going to be understood. These angels aren't going to fuck you because they don't have to fuck you.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Just a simple.
You know the story of Harley Quinn and the Joker, and how she was a criminal psychologist, and he was able to warp her mind with his savvy, and that's how she committed all those crimes.
There's so many lessons learned in this podcast today. It's amazing.
You give a test to these women. And they say, how often do they have sex? And if they didn't have sex in a year, you're not hired. That's unnatural. And obviously, some guys are going to be able to get some cigarettes off you.
There is no real response.
There doesn't have to be. There's facts, and then there's the answer. You don't need a response.
You know how The View got in huge fights with nurses a few months ago? What if that's you and female prison guards? You just fucking go after them, and that lobby comes back after you.
Let me tell you something. These animals come after me, and I look them in the eye, and I go, I think that came out wrong. You gorgeous fucking beast. And they'll be like, oh, gosh.
Beast and pig and Jesus Christ, they're doing a service.
Yeah, they're doing a great service. They're sneaking in contraband to all these guards.
Well, not all of them. Those four?
Right. How many guards do they have?
Probably a lot.
I think more than four.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I'll look into it.
It's a prison. All right. There's lots of prison guards.
Wait, Keith, haven't you been in prison?
Uh-huh.
Were you in prison or jail? What's the difference?
I guess prison is understood to be tougher, so jail.
Jail.
Yeah.
How were the?
I fucked all the guards.
Nice.
Yeah, because they need it.
They need it.
They need it so bad. They're
and you were all right, but they needed it.
They need it more than me. Let's be honest here. They were a little more homely.
You were 18 and gorgeous.
I wasn't gorgeous, but I wasn't. You know what I'm saying.
Can we just shine a light on all the consensual man-on-man prison sex? Because it's always you're going to get raped. It's some of them, end up...
tender and sweet.
Enjoying it. You're there for 20 years, you're going to go through some changes and shit.
Yes, Ben. Definitely.
Indonesia, they have a good idea. They're not messing around with prison guards. Their idea is to have their prison on an island, and then put crocodiles all around it. Because you can't seduce a crocodile.
Yeah, but you could fuck the person that feeds the crocodiles.
A middle-aged teacher has been disciplined, not fired, for his unapologetic remarks about his students' breasts. His name is Anand Budram.
How ugly was he?
I don't know. Apparently, I'm not allowed to say if somebody's ugly or not. He's this.
He's aight.
Yeah, he's aight? What the fuck? Are you blind? Looks like Dennis Franz went through a wood chipper. Anyways.
Yeah, but that means he'd be a lot thinner.
Right. No, I take it back. Everybody's beautiful. I don't know why we don't have crushes on the whole world. So anyway, he said to a teacher, this is for 7th and 8th grade students, and he said to one student, your boobs are staring at me.
In the class?
In the class, yeah.
Yeah, you should be fired.
And then another one, those things are bothering me. And to a third, referencing her tits, your friends are staring at me. So he's trying...
he's talking to their period at that point.
He's trying to warn them. Easy. I'm trying to teach here. And you got those bazoomba, those 7th grade bazoombas.
Oh, God. 7th grade, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, just when you first get them in. Yeah, they're already distracting you. Now they're distracting your teacher.
He's a 13. He's like, I haven't seen pyramids like that since Egypt. He's a 13-year veteran. He did get a $7,500 fine. So don't think that he wasn't punished appropriately.
Yeah, that's fucked up. He should be fired.
He should be killed. I didn't know.
I don't understand. So they charged him, meaning they found him guilty.
Yes, that's too much. We're going to give you a fine.
And so now, is he teaching these same little girls?
You'll get new girls. Don't worry.
You can't talk about kid tits.
Do you understand that
even the term kid tits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for clarifying, because that was weird.
He doesn't like to treat children like children. You talk to them.
Right. You don't talk down to them.
Right. Do you understand, he's asked, that referring to a female student's breast as things or friends is inappropriate? And his reply during the hearing was, no, I did not understand that then.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Of course you say, no, I didn't understand. If you understood, you're a fucking asshole, right?
See, that's what I fucking hate the most about, like, public apologies and things like that. Like, I just want some people to admit, you know what? I'm actually a piece of shit. I've always been a piece of shit. You got me. But it's always like, it's always the ignorance thing. I just didn't know any. Yeah. But, like, what kind of life did you get to fucking live? What kind of island surrounded by beautiful crocodiles did you get to fucking have that you didn't think that was weird? Like, what training? Like, I studied to be a teacher. I almost was one, and
was
I quit to do dick jokes. Yeah, and I mean, this was the toughest part, and one of the things that made me just quit was, like,
you can too say many this. Boobs in my face.
No, but, like, when they were talking, you know, most of my classes it was mostly women, and then there was one where it was all women but me, and they were talking about, like, sexual harassment policies, and, you know, like, the woman who was teaching the class was addressing to the whole class, and then, like, specifically singled me out and told me how much more stuff I had to be aware of, because that's how fucked up and cruel the world is because of all the men that have done shitty things. And, you know, and I get it, you know, like, but it was, like, intense.
Right. Well, so he says, no, I did not understand that then. And I really don't know if it is. I still don't know. It is odd I never did this in front of the principal when he visits for a day.
And also, because this is the fight that I really want to fight as a teacher.
Yeah. But they should go to, like, the people that trained him to be a teacher, and maybe, like, we refer to him as fun bags, sweater puppets, like, just all the different, like, they're just an even worse, awful person than this guy.
You guys, it's synonym day today. It's yeah.
Cool. I mean, the way I see it, it's not, but I could be wrong. I'm willing to say I could be. I mean, I was arrested and I'm in court.
And he still has a job. So you don't understand the difference between genuinely right and wrong.
Yeah.
That we, like, this is the only thing that we all agree on, right? Unless, like, you are the predator.
He made $85,000 last year.
That's a lot.
But it's not enough for these teachers.
So he was charged $7,500.
Right.
That doesn't cripple him. That doesn't do anything to his finances.
He also posted on Facebook that the trial was inherently biased against the teacher. Not the students bringing in those 13-year-old tits.
Who's hiring him? The same school?
Everybody deserves a second chance.
No, not that guy.
He would also rub girls' backs.
See, my thing, like, I always used to, like, you know, like, some teachers would get in trouble for even, like, going to the strip club or whatever. And to me, it's like, what you do in your private life with other consenting adults is your private life. But when it is in the classroom in a, you know, and it's happening to students, and that's its own huge fucking problem.
And I don't think normally a teacher going to a strip club on their own time is the issue. It's the small towns where you're gonna see your teacher when you go.
Yeah,
you know, like, you're 18 now, and it's like, ah, fuck.
Yeah, but see, the problem is, in those small towns, they have untinted windows, and that's how the townsfolk who are just walking by to church every day end up seeing the person. They're not going there themselves.
I see. All right. I'm like, they do that? That's so stupid.
When one girl wore an open sweater over her shirt, the teacher, quote, stared at her breasts and closed her sweater with a paperclip. See, here's what people aren't understanding. He's trying not to see your sweet growing in pyramids. What he's saying to these people carrying they're young, they're little ice cream cones, but you're coming in with that to a place of learning, And I'm telling you, those are poking me in the eyes and making me horny. Where do we go from there? He's not saying, open your sweaters. He's saying, close your sweaters. You hot like, piece of ass.
That's the problem with teaching middle school. I get older, but they just keep popping out.
Right. Ugh. He's saying, no.
What a douche.
Yeah. You know, what am I supposed to call him? Your breasts, your tits. Man. I call them your friends, your newly formed friends.
What? You said keep it positive.
Right. Only one person should be in that chair at a time. But apparently you have your two hot friends on your chest. They're distracting me and distracting from the test.
There's no way. And we have to follow up on this in like a month. There's no way that parents are just going to be like, okay, because he's our teacher now. There's no way.
Nah, it's fucked up.
He didn't know. You know, sometimes you don't know all the rules.
Who teaches the teachers?
I want to tell you about the website Touch of Modern and what's going on for Christmas. The touchofmodern.com has the coolest gifts, the latest clothes, just whether it's gadgets or it's, or it's watches, iPhone case, whatever it is, it's just cool, hip products that they have. And they have, they work with these top designers, give you a great deal, and then boom, on to the next designer, onto the next deal. You're going to find a lot of cool stuff to give as gifts this holiday season.
Something. Oh, yeah. Now's a good time to look at it because they're going to be more unique than your average, .com, than your average store, because these are deals from everywhere. It's not just like the same stuff all the time that people are seeing. These are things that I've never seen on any other site. And also, Touch of Modern, consensual touch.
Right now, listeners get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because you don't want to miss out on the perfect gift.
Yeah, think about that person who's like, oh my God, this person has everything, or like, I can't even think of what to get this person, these people, because you don't know them well, they have everything, whatever it is, you're going to find that unique gift on touchofmodern.com.
I asked my dad, what do you want for Christmas? He says, world peace. I got him a screen for his phone that makes everything 3D. Guess what? He's happy I didn't give him world peace. It's pretty cool. Did you hear that some restaurants, at least this one, Joe's Crab, it's a big deal. It's a chain seafood restaurant. They're stopping tipping.
Yes.
And just raising the prices on the menu, 12% to 15%.
I love it. 12 to 15%, that's not the 20% that you would have tipped, right?
Right.
And that puts it on the restaurant. And it also has the waiter, be in a good position, because the more you order, the more they make. The more you order, the more they have to do, the more they make. I assume, no, they get paid on an hourly. That's weird.
That was a roller coaster.
Yeah, it was. Thank you for coming with me.
You know who's going to like it? Shitty waiters, right?
I guess. Or it's going to be a regular job. You know what I mean? How much are they getting paid?
$14.
Who's going to be a waiter anymore?
Lazy people, everybody.
I mean, it's going to be, Yelp has probably already made it so tough to be a waiter, that you can get fired at any moment because of some asshole. I find Yelp to be insane. Like, it's one of those things where, you wouldn't trust those people's opinions with anything else but food. And every single thing is Yelped. And then it's like the fact that, someone once told me, here's a tip, be on Yelp at the restaurant and they'll treat you better. But it's like, yeah, but then you're just a fucking asshole that's like threatening to get people fired.
You're a terrorist. That's
right.
Yeah, you're coming into someone's work and just threatening them the whole time.
I kind of do something like that. I sit down in a restaurant and I put the money right on the table that's obviously going to be their tip. And I take and add to it as depending on what happens. It keeps everybody on their toes.
I feel like only you and like drug lords do that. That just sounds like a way richer thing. Like,
they go, oh, sorry, I had Pepsi instead of Coke. And I'm like, oh, no problem. I take $2 away from the table.
But it's all in quarters. It's like poker chips stacked up.
Right.
I don't like that the company is charging 12 to 15% more on everything, I assume.
Yeah.
But the waiter doesn't get a percent anymore.
You don't get a percent anymore, but you get guaranteed money.
Yeah, but the money that waiters are looking for is like a big hustle. You work your fucking face off but you only work like 3-4 days a week because you're probably a dancer, a singer, an actor. And so now it's just going to be a regular job. For less money, I think.
I mean, I think it depends on the place, you know. I mean, the whole, because I know Danny Meyer, like he was the big one. The New York restaurateur was doing that with his restaurant. I don't know if that's come into play yet.
Right. He has done it. Shake Shack has done it.
Yeah. I quit Shake Shack after 10 minutes. It's the quickest job I've ever had.
Oh, really? You worked there and 10 minutes later you didn't work there?
Yeah. You know, believe it or not, but 7.5 years of McDonald's experience makes it really hard for you to get hired anywhere. So
7.5 years, that's a responsibility.
Yeah, but they just start to think there's something wrong with you. and Florida doesn't help. So I'm like jumping around, you know, from place to place. And then I go into Shake Shack, and it was the one, this was before they started expanding. Maybe this was like in 08 or so. And they had like the big one in like Madison Square Park where there was always like at least an hour long line. And you're just crammed in there. And literally, like my interview, like I go in for the interview and the guy's like, yeah, you're hired. You know, we just need more people. He's like, just go in.
Gee, thanks.
Thanks, mister.
Shucks.
I ain't had a job since I was slinging hash in Palookaville. So like you're just like crowded in there, like the grease trap that is that place and everything. And then the hat. And I was just like, nah.
How much? How much did you make there?
I would have
cover a burger.
Well, back then, and I'm sure things have changed at least a little better. It was like $8. Mm. And I was like, you know, I will never not be busy here. Like this, there's always that line. So it was like, this is way too much work for what they're paying.
How did you quit?
Oh, I just left.
I said, I'm going to need $1.20 for my time.
I just snuck out. I just walked away.
Get out. Did you tell anyone?
No.
You ghosted your job?
Yeah, because it was like a trial period thing. And then I did that one other time.
I've done that many times. I'll just leave.
I did that one other time at a bagel place in Midtown where it was like, I find like, I get the sanitary reason for wearing the hat, although managers that also work with food never wear the hat. So it doesn't seem like it's this requirement thing from the actual, you know, city. Yeah, health board. So I just think it's a way of oppressing people. And so I was at this bagel place. This was like right after I did John Oliver's New York stand-up show. And, you know, like, so I thought like – and I got like – you know, not much money from that, but I was like, you know what, man, I'm like, I feel like I should be a working comic now, but I'm not. And I needed money. And I was there and I put the hat on and I just broke down crying. And I was like, no, I'm a comic. I can't do this. And then like John Oliver ended up like maybe less than a month later asked me to go on the road with him. And, you know, I've been a working comic ever since.
Are you still nervous that you won't have enough money to call yourself a comic?
Always. Yeah. I mean, that's like, I have the best job I've ever had right now, but then it ends in February, you know, and I don't have anything else.
Would it be hilarious if John Oliver said, but you got to wear this hat?
Yeah. With that accent, it would actually be adorable. You must wear this hat.
When John Oliver gets another TV show, like he has now, what is it? Last
the
week?
The HBO too? One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah. Which is amazing. Do you try out for writing for that, and do you think that you're a shoo-in?
No. I mean, I tried out writing for this one, and the thing is, I'm not the biggest politics guy, you know? And the people that did get hired are really great at their job because it's an amazing show.
What was the process for Amy Schumer?
Roast battle?
Yeah?
Yeah, that night that you guys saw me. Like, you were fucking awesome. That's when she saw me and, you know, talked to me, and then I wrote for her for the movie awards.
Did you thank Bonnie for that?
Yeah.
Who he went up against.
Yeah.
And then she had seen me like once or twice before that, but I think that was the first time where I was like, oh, okay. And she even asked, like, how much of that was yours? And I've done, like, a few roasts, but I've never used anyone else's jokes. That's just not how I do things. I know lots of people do, and good
what's
for them.
What's the quota do you think that would be? You happen to be 100%, but what do you think would be okay for her? 50%?
For anybody? I mean, yeah. It's whatever they want. I mean, I've written tons of jokes for other people on them. You know, people ask me, and I'm like, here you go. Here's a bunch of shit. It's just the thing that I pride myself on, you know, and I lost one last week to a comic, Harrison Greenbaum, and, you know.
Oh, we had him on the show.
Yeah, he's funny. He was great.
Can we get a couple of your lines? I know you know them.
Yeah.
Is there exactly what you think of him?
Yeah. Well, the opening joke, which was I shouldn't have done it this way, and even someone told me, like, don't do it this way. I went up and I was like, I'll go first. And Jeff Ross was there and he already was like, ah, Mike's one of the best battlers and all that. I'm excited to see what happens. So I'm already talked up and I was way too cocky. And I listed my credits. I was like, just so you guys know, I've done this, I've done this. And now I'm writing on Amy Schumer. And I'm like, in addition to doing comedy, Harrison is also a magician. How's that working out for you, Fagra Kadabra? And now that part got a laugh because.
Okay.
I mean, it's also, it's roast battle. So, like, I would never use that word in other contexts, but it's roast. You're fucking fighting each other.
Mm-hmm. But and Harrison is known for a lot of people thinking flamboyant. That he's gay.
Yeah. Because I came off cocky and listed my credits, like, he instantly became more likable.
Mm.
His jokes were also
what made great. You do that when people were telling you not to and you know better?
I just thought it would psych him out. Mm. You know, I was going at it from, like, a really competitive angle.
But I mean, you guys are reading. Oh, but he could misstep.
Yeah. I mean, I just thought it would be this kind of thing, like, just so you know who you're battling. Like, but it was a stupid idea because I just look like an asshole.
Did he get you good with one of his lines? Is there a line that you remember that you're like, fuck?
Yeah. I mean, his last thing was this thing. I don't remember the whole thing, but it was like, you know, Mike looks like a school shooter, but at least school shooters know how to kill.
All right.
You know, no, he had funny stuff. The line of mine that did the best was, you know, I choose to have my beard. Yours hasn't talked to you since prom night. But he...
You big old fag.
I didn't go there. And I also called him Chris Angels in America. I'm a pun guy. Like,
That's another homosexual reference.
Yeah. Yeah. Sprinkled with AIDS.
Right.
And then I just want to battle the one reason it's not special to get past at the Comedy Cellar.
You say it again?
I wanted to battle the one reason it's not special to get past at the Comedy Cellar.
I think I get that.
I guess he's saying he's not funny. It's either you're gay or you're not funny.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay.
And then his stuff was so well constructed and like
he's no so fucking fun. Joke.
No, like, no. I have so much respect for him afterwards. And it was like he beat me fair and square. If I was bitter about it or angry about it, I could have taken it and run with it. But literally, like, I was up there and it was like, no, you kicked my ass.
He's a hard worker. He has anxiety from how much he does work behind his craft.
And halfway through, well, the real reason he lost is Mike just walked out. Goodbye, fuck this. You could have been nicer.
No, there was a time where a guy did walk out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was embarrassing. Like, I wasn't there for it, but I saw the tape, and it's like, he was like, the judges were like, look, man, this isn't for everybody, and maybe, and he was just like...
Was he just a nice guy, or what happened?
I mean, his jokes stunk, and the other guy's jokes were better, and I think the combination of them, the judges pouncing on him, and his stuff bombing, he just like...
The judges are harsh, but it's like that's what you're there for.
I judge sometimes, and I'm vicious. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're there for. You're there to see people saying terrible things to each other.
I love doing it. I mean, but it is, it's intense. And you know, the amount of people that like do it that don't know how, to me, it's like, you know, like watch some tapes, like, you know, like study it. And it's all writing. Like most people that are terrible at it, like go at it from a performance angle. And most of the time you can't.
Keith, you ghosted waiter jobs or and like 10 minutes after you got hired?
I totes ghosted. Yeah. If I find out the boss is an asshole when the money doesn't make up for that, I'll just leave. I'm gonna go clean the outside. Bye.
You know what it is like?
I'll make them wonder where I'm at.
I'm jealous of this because I was taught like, you know, you have to, from your end of it, you have to do the job and so you could feel good about yourself. But you know what? There's some people you need to walk out on.
Right.
So much of this, you know, success in show business is, you know, knowing what to say no to and like quitting things, you know, like there's clubs that I and once again, I'm not naming places, but that I won't do anymore because they just make me feel not happy. You know, either they underpay or they're stressful, you know, and like that's a good thing about like having like a partner, you know, like having Adina, like when I'll take her to like a certain place, she's like, you shouldn't do this anymore. And I'm like, I have to. And then it's like, but when your life does get better and you do get certain opportunities, there are things that you can turn down. And that's what keeps you healthy and, you know, active creatively. Because if you just, I mean, that's how I started. I did the shittiest shit that no one else wanted to do. And now it's like, no, sometimes I'm like, I'm not going to do that. And in your head, you feel like, oh, I'm a diva. I'm an asshole. But at the end of the day, it's like, no, you got to keep yourself like fit and you got to keep yourself wanting to keep making shit.
There you have it. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to Cleveland and having a nice kosher turkey meal at the retirement home that my 94-year-old grandfather-in-law lives at with his 89-year-old girlfriend, which will be sweet.
So cute.
Yeah, it's adorable. Yeah, he's amazing.
Did they meet at the home?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I proposed two Thanksgivings ago, so like that's never going to get better.
All right, look, Thanksgiving's coming. You don't have to spend it with your family if you don't want to. Remember that, everybody.
Yeah, no, that's important.
It's important.
It took me too long to understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that
and
simple.
You know what? If you feel like you have to, you already said, you already bought the ticket, you are allowed more cigarette breaks than you think.
Yeah.
How about that? You are allowed to hide in the bathroom. You are allowed to secretly have your headphones on and be listening to this right now.
And sometimes family is who's ever willing to lick your balls.
If you want to ghost your family, go ahead. Who cares? You're an adult. All right. Follow Mike at MikeLawrenceComedy.com. The Twitter handle is @TheMikeLawrence. And that's that. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. KeithAndTheGirl.com.